And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to our podcast, Four Women, Four Health. My name is Janelle Petrosino. I'm a level 2 integrative health practitioner and personal trainer. And we're really excited. Today I'm here with Dr. Brooke Morfitt and Meg Alaco-Angel. And we're going to be talking to you about something that we are all extremely passionate about that we know will completely serve you and your family. We're going to dive into the topic of gut health. And I know that gut health is a huge topic right now. It's a buzzword. It's really just like in the media everywhere. And we're going to talk more specifically today about how the gut can play a really big role in your personal journey. And we're going to talk about it from many different angles. And I'm really just excited to dive right in today. I'm going to hand it over to Meg. She is also a integrative health practitioner, gut health specialist, and she focuses a lot on mental wellness as well. So she's going to kick off the call today and talk about the importance of the role of your gut in all of those really important things. So take it away, Meg.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here for another episode. And the gut and the brain is my wheelhouse. So this is really exciting for me to be able to talk about. I actually recorded a mini episode on the gut-brain axis. So I'm going to talk about that more in depth because I actually said I was going to on this episode specifically because I don't think a lot of us really understand how connected the gut and the brain really are. I think we hear, you know, gut health, like Janelle said, is a huge buzzword. We know that the gut is our second brain. But why, you know, why is that? I want to talk about that today because I think one of the biggest things that we are not connecting to is our mental health and how what's going on inside our gut microbiome is directly impacting the way that we feel. There's so many people in today's world that are struggling with anxiety and depression and, you know, really having a difficult time being able to regulate, you know, their nervous system, constantly living in a state of survival mode, stuck in fight flight. And it's super important to understand that what we consume consumes us. And so we have this gut-brain axis, which is this bidirectional communication network between our GI tract and our central nervous system, which is super cool when you like really deep dive and understand how it all works, because there's so many moving parts and it really goes to show how incredible the human body is and just how important, you know, it is for us to really take care of ourselves, because what we eat, what we listen to, you know, the things that we touch, things that we smell, the people we hang around, it all impacts us. And so I always say what you consume consumes you. And that is a definite, you know, thing when it comes to our gut-brain connection. And so the gut-brain axis involves this really complex communication and interaction between the nervous system, our immune system, our gut microbiota, which is the community of microorganisms that are living inside of our gut. And what's really cool is that there's a lot of good things that happen inside of us. We don't even realize that we have basically this whole ecosystem that takes place inside of us. And there's so many good things, which is what allows us, you know, to be able to live our lives and do the things that we do because of the things that are happening inside of us that we can't see. The problem is things start to become, you know, imbalanced when we have too many microorganisms that should not be there. We have an overgrowth of fungi, yeast. We have all sorts of different, you know, unwanted parasites and opportunistic pathogens, things like that hanging around. And then unknowingly, we're creating the environment for those things to thrive inside of us. And so our nervous system, specifically the vagus nerve system, is going to be transmitting signals between the gut and the brain. And so if you're not putting, the right foods into your body. And when I say the right foods, whole foods, rich, nutrient dense, real foods. If you're not consuming those things, then your body is going to really struggle to produce the hormones, those neurotransmitters that are completely necessary in order for that gut to communicate to the brain for you to feel good, for you to be able to stay regulated, for you to be able to, be able to make decisions when you are stressed, to be able to manage life when you're feeling overwhelmed, and to know when your body needs to rest and when you just need to, give your nervous system that rest and repair that it deserves, which is, why going to a chiropractor is such a great thing when you're on your gut healing journey. And that's one of the reasons why I go, because I can do all the supplements and I can eat all the foods and I can, go outside and walk and exercise and all the things. But if I also, don't give myself the ability to repair and rest that nervous system, then that's going to affect the healing process as well, because there's a lot of communication going on between the gut and the brain. And the vagus nerve allows the brain to monitor and influence gut function. So that's going to affect our digestion, our motility, nutrient absorption, all of that. And then also, like I said, those neurotransmitters, our hormones are produced in the gut. And so if we're not putting enough of that good gut bacteria and we're not diversifying and recolonizing the gut with all of those good strains that are needed in order to produce those neurotransmitters, then we're left feeling depleted. We're left feeling tired and anxious and, depressed and exhausted all of the time, because our body literally doesn't have the support that it needs in order to be able to produce those things and keep that connection strong, which is super, super important. The other thing is your immune system. Your immune system is produced in the gut. And so if we have, disease in the body because things are not communicating the way that they should be, and that gut-brain axis is not communicating bidirectionally, things are kind of all out of whack and going all over the place. Well, now we have sickness and viruses and bacteria, and things can enter our system, and that gut is not strong enough because we don't have enough of that good stuff in there to keep it away, to fight it. We have too much of the not good stuff, and that stuff thrives in these environments, especially when we do not have, enough of a diverse gut microbiome, because you need multiple strains of bacteria. You can't just, be taking a random probiotic off the shelf of the store and think that, oh yeah, I'm taking probiotics. You're doing your body any justice. Like, you really need to know what kind of strains you need as an individual, what those strains do, why it's important to have those strains. And we're going to talk about it a little bit in a little bit, but something as much as like the bifidos, which help to crowd out unwanted organisms and like bacteria like E. coli. And then you have, things like lactobacillus, which can really help with infertility to help create that fertile environment for women to keep their gut healthy so that they can then, be able to get pregnant and conceive a healthy baby. All of that stuff is super, super important. And those are, ultimately, what's going to help us fight the bacteria and the fungi and the viruses and things that we, of course, we're going to come into contact with. And we have a certain amount of that that lives inside us. We have viruses that are dormant within us. If we keep those things at bay because we continue to put the good stuff into our body, that's going to help us, to produce those neurotransmitters and allow our body to be more relaxed, to be more calm, to be regulated, which is going to help us and directly impact our mental health. So we're not in this constant state of fight flight, which so many of us are. So it's been really awesome to be able to understand this, because it's not just, us as adults, it's our little ones too. For kids, their birth can induce trauma right from the start, and then that can affect, their body's ability to stay regulated, to be able to poop, and their motility. So we see a lot of kids that struggle with constipation. We see a lot of kids that struggle with ADHD, their inability to focus. They can't regulate their body, or they have sensory overload. That's all impacted by the gut, those hormones that are produced in the gut, how our immune system, you know, is being taken care of in the gut, whether we're supporting it or not, all sorts of things. And so for us, because I had C-sections and I didn't know what I know now, then, you know, my kids not only were not exposed to good gut bacteria, but it set them both up for, you know, a lot of different struggles when it came to our gut health and our mental wellness as well. And so for our family, we've chosen to go the more natural route when it comes to being able to heal our bodies. And so my kids both started seeing a chiropractor. We've been seeing Dr. Brooke now for like 5 years. I can't even believe it. And I see a chiropractor myself, even as an adult, because it really has helped us on our gut healing journey. And it's a huge piece of that on top of, like I said, taking those supplements and eating the right foods, making sure you're getting rest, exercise, all of those things. So I'm going to hand it over to Brooke just because I know that she has a lot to be able to contribute to this conversation, because she works with children and really has a great understanding of the nervous system and how, you know, our nervous system is directly impacted as we are working to heal our guts.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this topic. I'm so passionate about it. And I'm, you know, as you know, I'm a family chiropractor, but I see the smallest of the small patients. I see, you know, patients from days old. And when I sat down to think about, you know, the gut brain access and how chiropractic is helpful, the first patients that come to my mind are, you know, those little colicky babies that parents bring in a few days old that have done nothing but scream their entire life so far, that, you know, you're not getting any sleep, they're not getting any sleep, feeding's not going well, there could be rashes from, you know, that bad gut bacteria. It's really the little ones that it starts with. And Meg, you touched on it. It can be something such as that traumatic birth that really just sets them into that fight or flight. So that sympathetic, you know, pathway a little bit more. And then they're not able to go into that parasympathetic pathway. Mm-hmm. So they're not able to get into that rest and digest at all. I think it's also important to know that we're born with an immature digestive system. So it truly is so important that, you know, babies are getting that good gut bacteria from mom. Like you touched on, that vaginal canal will have all of that good bacteria, or supplementing with a probiotic, but a probiotic that's specific to, like you said, the specific strain that the baby needs. And then there's the whole vagus nerve component too. I mean, that's the nerve that connects all the way from, you know, the top to the brain to the stomach. It's the longest cranial nerve, and I would argue one of the most important. Mm-hmm. If a baby is born with that dysregulation in their nervous system, that pathway that you said, it goes brain, body, you know, body up to the brain, there's going to be an interference somewhere along the line, and something is going to have to compensate. And unfortunately, it's generally the gut. That usually leads to babies not pooping, babies, mm-hmm. you know, colic is such a broad term, but it's really rewarding to be able to work on the most vulnerable, you know, gut imbalances in patients. And it's just really rewarding to be able to help them through that. I lean on Meg a lot for some input. But yeah, chiropractic can be very helpful. It all goes back to the nervous system. It goes back to that gut dysbiosis, you know, figuring all of that out. And to Meg, I think another awesome point that you brought up is those neurotransmitters that are produced in the gut. I read a study the other day. It says 90% of serotonin is produced in the gut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is right there directly connected to mental health. So I think that's pretty amazing.
What do you think too, in terms of, because I know you work with babies, but you also work with kiddos too. Mm-hmm. My almost 10-year-old being one of them. When it comes to, you know, kids that are struggling with like sensory processing, that are struggling with ADHD, that are struggling, you know, might be on the spectrum, what do you feel in terms of chiropractic and gut health and like how that could be a more natural solution for kiddos and for parents? Like, could you talk about that a little bit, because I feel like that's something that oftentimes people associate chiropractic with, you know, back aches and back pain, but there are a lot of alternatives when it comes to, you know, kids and healing their gut health, mental wellness specifically. And we're seeing an uptick, especially as an educator. I know I have colleagues, we've talked about it. We're seeing an uptick in the amount of kids that are being diagnosed and prescribed medications because of, you know, what's going on with their mental wellness. And we're not having the conversation about how those, you know, specific medications can also cause a depletion of nutrients, which that, you know, nutrient absorption goes back to the vagus nerve, the gut-brain axis. Like, what are your thoughts on that, Dr. Brooke?
I think there's a few different, you know, avenues that we could go. We could always go the chiropractic, you know, helping kids listen to their body, listen to pulling away from that sympathetic dominance, because we're only supposed to be in that sympathetic nervous system for about 10 minutes. That's about all the fuel our body has. But unfortunately, in today's society, kids are just overdrive, you know, in that nonstop. So I think, you know, it's teaching kids to listen to their body. I think it also has a lot to do with lifestyle components too, and just slowing down a little bit. I mean, you know, firsthand from your son, going to the bathroom is not talked about, and it's almost shamed listening to your body a little bit. So I think one of my, you know, as much as it is correcting those nervous system interferences and, you know, performing, you know, my chiropractic techniques, I think it's teaching kids what certain things mean, and that's okay to feel these certain ways. And, you know, when you feel that you have to have a bowel movement, that's actually a good thing to be able to feel that. And I think sometimes our society is just go, 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 go. And we teach kids from a young age that you just dismiss that and you shut that off, and it kind of spirals from there.
Absolutely. Because your brain listens to everything you say. So like, even, you know, something is kids trying to, I see this a lot in my practice where kids are trying to get regulated and we're working on motility, and then they're in school and they have to go to the bathroom and they're told they can't go to the bathroom, you know, they have to wait, you know, and their body is trying to tell them something and they can't, you know, follow through with the action because, you know, there's not enough time, or that you have to get through the lesson, or, and it's not even just school, it's just life. Like, I see kids that don't want to stop and go to the bathroom because they're too busy playing video games, or they're, you know, playing outside with their friends and they're too distracted. And so really, you know, listening to our bodies is super important because, you know, again, that gut and the brain are constantly talking to each other. And so we have to make sure we're fueling the body, we're taking care of the body, you know, we're doing what is necessary in order to support healing in the body. And, you know, and that starts too, like you said, right from birth. And when it comes to that, Janelle has an incredible birth story that she's going to share a little bit of, and then talk with us a little bit on fertility, because mental wellness is my wheelhouse when it comes to gut health. But she is a gut health specialist who also specializes in fertility. So Janelle, I'm going to let you share that.
Oh my gosh, I just love listening to both of you. I could listen all day because this is something I'm so passionate about, and I actually have personal experience with a lot of what you've covered, both of you today. One being that we did have a traumatic birth in December of 2022, my son and myself. And basically what ended up happening is we were separated for 6.5 hours. I was put unconscious during my birth, and he was taken away to the nursery, and they weren't even allowing my husband to take care of him during that time. So my son was literally like from inside the womb to strangers for 6.5 hours. And, you know, at that time we were in survival mode, so we didn't really like think anything of it. But soon after returning home and trying to find our new normal, it was very apparent that he was not okay. He was showing signs that were very different from our other children. He would literally just like, all of his limbs were always extremely stiff, and you could tell that he was just uncomfortable in his own body. We couldn't put him down. We couldn't, oh my gosh, thinking about that time brings like goosebumps, because we literally felt like we had a broken baby because we couldn't do anything without him being uncomfortable. And so I can really speak to the beauty of chiropractic work for little ones, because it was recommended that we brought him to a chiropractor. He was literally like 7 days old, 8 days old, or something. Someone got us in, and we started noticing a lot of changes within a week or two. We were able to set him down. We were able to notice that he was just so much more relaxed in his own body. And it was just really incredible. I remember the chiropractor at the time that we went with was educating me on like the neural pathways and how really a lot of times, like some of those colicky things that you were talking about, Dr. Brooke, are truly associated with that trauma that results from birth. And so I highly recommend, as a mother and also a fellow practitioner, like if you have a little one that's suffering from, anything related to any of those symptoms, definitely look into the importance of chiropractic as part of your family's wellness program. In fact, I would even go as far as to say I think all kids should go to a chiropractor when they're little, just to make sure, as like a preventative measure, that everything is as it should be to help set them up for a successful future and gut health. So, speaking of babies, though, and thank you for, bringing up this topic, Meg. I'm really excited to kind of share a little bit of what I'm passionate about when it comes to gut health. Being here on this podcast is a dream come true. I remember telling my husband a year, 2 years ago, if I could do anything in my life, I just want to spread awareness on gut health and fertility. And all the stars lined up, and here I am as a level two integrative health practitioner doing exactly that. So it's a really amazing moment for me because my story is about how I was able to overcome 5.5 years of secondary infertility, unexplained infertility, by healing my gut. And just to share a small amount of my story, and then I'm going to actually share more on a personal episode that I'm going to share with you about this topic on a different day. Basically, I was told by six different doctors that the only hope that I had to get pregnant was to do fertility treatments. Nobody could really give me a clear understanding as far as what was wrong. And after a while, I started to get this feeling that like nobody really knew. And something within my gut, literally, no pun intended, was like, keep fighting and trying to find an answer as to why you're not getting pregnant. So ironically, the seventh doctor, after sitting down with me for about 15 minutes, he recognized that there were some really massive gut-related imbalances at play. At the time, I had lost my menstrual cycle. I felt horrible when I woke up in the morning, fatigue, low energy, anxiety, brittle nails, dry hair falling out, like an array of symptoms, but nobody ever took the time to really identify what those symptoms meant or if they had anything to do with my fertility. And so, within that first appointment, he identified that I was pre-diabetic, that I had some food sensitivities at play. And basically, this doctor, for the first time ever, was like, I want you to go home and eliminate, gluten and dairy and focus on your nutrition and take these supplements to help correct nutritional deficiencies. You'll get your period back by the time I see you. And I walked out of there, I was like, this guy is crazy. Everybody else is telling me that, there's no hope for me. And he's telling me to go home and eat gluten-free and take some supplements. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm all in. So I went all in. I made all of the adjustments that he recommended. My cycle came back 3 weeks in after being gone for over 4 years at that time. And it was a beautiful journey, actually. It's so funny. I have this little prescription sitting here, and he wrote me a prescription to live because I was so anxious because so many doctors had told me I was broken. This is sitting here for a reason. It's a beautiful reminder that he told me to live and trust my body and focus on the lifestyle adjustments and to just like trust and have faith in my path. And after following these recommendations and really focusing on my gut, just taking a probiotic, eating healthier foods, moving my body, I was able to conceive 11 months later naturally, and then 3 other times after that. And I was able to give birth to 3 healthy children. So I have 4 children total. And oh my gosh, it scares me so much to think of. I get goosebumps, like, where would I have been without the knowledge to understand that usually when it comes to infertility, there's a deeper underlying issue. And a lot of times when you go to the OB or the fertility specialist, they are not looking at you as a whole person. They're looking at their specialty. They're looking at your ovaries and your uterus. But a lot of times there are other areas of your body that are giving you signs and signals to say, hey, there's something out of balance here. And people just lack the knowledge about the connection between your fertility and your gut and your digestion. For example, if you are not absorbing nutrients that you're eating, it doesn't matter how healthy your diet is. If you are not absorbing nutrients, you are going to become nutrient deficient, as I was. And your body not allowing you to get pregnant is actually a blessing in disguise. Your body is doing what it's supposed to be doing. It is protecting you and protecting your baby. And so there are so many people walking around nutrient deficient that don't even know it. And it's because of the stress levels in our lives, the toxic load that we're exposed to on a regular basis, poor diet, poor lifestyle choices. So what's really empowering is that we can actually make minor adjustments to our day-to-day life and optimize our fertility. And so many people don't even know it. So I'm really excited on a future upcoming episode to share more in depth about what signs and symptoms to look for. But I just want to end by saying, if you are somebody that's struggling to get pregnant and you also have chronic symptoms of any kind, then your fertility is likely not unexplained after all. It's just you haven't connected the dots yet, and you need to become an investigator, and you need to advocate for yourself and inform yourself and help try to find somebody to help you put the pieces together, like a holistic health practitioner that looks at you from a bird's eye view and says, oh, wow, you have all these digestive symptoms and you're still not getting pregnant. Oh, we need to make some connections here. So I'm really excited to be doing that in the upcoming episode. So be on the lookout for that for sure.
That's so exciting. And you know what, too? I think even it's not even just fertility, but like we've been talking about the gut brain access and gut health and mental wellness and fertility and how it's all connected. You know, imagine if there was more conversation surrounding postpartum with all of this, too. Mm-hmm. Like we talk about, you know, nutrient deficiency and not having, you know, what's necessary because mom is lacking major things in order for baby to get what baby needs. And then those hormones, you know, are being affected in the gut, those neurotransmitters aren't being optimized. And that can lead to, you know, postpartum depression and anxiety and all of that. It's all connected. And that's where it's so important, because it's not even just us as the individual. You know, as a female, it affects us preconception, it affects us postpartum, it affects us 10 years, 16 years after giving birth, it affects our children, you know, and what they need down the road.
Yeah, and even that, like, from the perspective of getting pregnant, the role of the gut plays a huge role, but an important role, rather. But also, what's important and what we need to understand is that what the work that we do to heal our body to get pregnant is actually going to set our babies up for success as well. Because, and I know Meg, you're just as passionate and about tiny health as I am. And I have the box sitting here. Well, I'll talk more about that in a different episode, but like, I learned through being a practitioner that the first 1,000 days are the most important for your little one. So that it's not, I mean, even just to set yourself up for success, but we know the ripple effect that healing your gut can have on not only just conception, but your entire family.
And, for your entire life, like truly, we talk to, I think all of us as functional health practitioners talk to people that have been struggling since childhood. And when they start to make the connections and start to understand, like, oh, I've been struggling with, you know, my digestive issues and constipation. And it's not like it's, you know, this thing that's been the past few years. Like, it's been building up over time. And a lot of it goes back to, like I said, right, from preconception to birth to the way you were born, you know, all the way through the way you were raised. And there's definitely more of focus that needs to be, you know, towards epigenetics versus just the genetic factor, because the epigenetic piece, you know, that's what ultimately is going to affect us overall, is the lifestyle, the environment, all the choices that we make day in and day out that's going to affect our gut health, our mental health, our fertility, all the things, you know, as a whole every single day. And so it's just really important to understand, you know, we are not broken individuals. I think we are just vastly misunderstood when it comes to really being able to know, you know, how our body works and the way it communicates, and not just how it communicates to each other, but how it communicates to us. And so that's what we're here to help you guys navigate through, is Four Women, Four Health come together and have more of these conversations. And we miss Carly today. We're sending prayers out to her as she navigates some stuff with her family, but she also has some great stuff to share on gut health. So she's going to also be doing an episode where she can share a little bit of her experiences surrounding her gut health journey with her and her children. But I think that's all we've got for you guys today.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Four Women, Four Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.